The Supreme Court's 5-4 decision to uphold virtually all of President Obama's health care overhaul means the hotly debated plan can live on. It'll affect the way countless Americans get and pay for their personal medical care. It's also being called a campaign season victory for the president, as the court rejected arguments that Congress went too far in approving the plan.
But many analysts also say Mitt Romney and his fellow Republicans are being energized as a result of the court's decision. Let's go to John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico. John, good to talk to you.
Good afternoon. A historic day.
Absolutely. Who is the political winner here?
I think you have to say President Obama is the main winner for two reasons. One, if this had gone the other way, the commentary would be devastating. The narrative would have been he squandered his presidency the first term, and we don't know if he'll get a second one, by making a huge bet, and he lost the bet. His biggest domestic achievement thrown out, so he's facing voters with really no major domestic achievements. That would have been a terrible prism through which to be running for re-election. I mean, the second reason is, remember, politics at the end of the day is about trying to achieve your policy aims. This was what he did, in fact, bet his first term on. And so to have it thrown out would have been hugely demoralizing, not just politically, but in terms of his substantive ambitions. So it's a bullet dodged for President Obama.
John, there's been almost endless polling on health care reform. And even recently, when asked, the majority of Americans said that they weren't for it. Does this give the president another opportunity to sell the idea to people?
Well, Democrats have been saying, and they've been saying for 2 years now, once people are able to soak up the reality of the Affordable Health Care Act, once they're able to start reaping some of the benefits, this will become more popular. They've been saying it and saying it and saying it, and so far it has not come true. It's as unpopular now in those polls as it was before. So that's why, although I do believe President Obama's the winner, Republicans are also encouraged. They believe that people, when they think about health care, that leaves them in a negative mood about President Obama, and they're going to be able to energize certainly their base, which hates health care, and possibly some swing voters in the middle who feel, for them, health care represents the idea that President Obama is a big government liberal and that he spends too much.
And
so it definitely breaks both ways.
And let's talk about the Republicans. Does this dramatically boost their fundraising ability?
Well, their fundraising comes from people who can't stand President Obama, and those people have lots of reasons why they think that. So this is just another one. Yes, it probably does, to some extent, energize the so-called Republican base, including well-heeled people who are eager, some of them, to overturn health care. Basically, they'll take Chief Justice Roberts up on what he said, which is, look, this is not a constitutional issue. It's a political issue for the voters to decide. So, okay, let's have a rumble about this.
All right, John Harris, editor-in-chief for Politico. Thank you, John.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.